Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Art of the Start 2. Zero by Guy Kawasaki is a practical entrepreneurship guide for people who want to launch a product, service, organization, or initiative and need a clear path from idea to execution. Revised and expanded from the earlier edition, it updates Kawasaki's startup playbook for a world shaped by social media, new funding options, and faster ways to build and distribute offerings. Rather than treating entrepreneurship as a purely academic discipline, the book emphasizes action, iteration, and communication making meaning, defining a value proposition, assembling a capable team, and telling a story that earns attention from customers, partners, and investors. Kawasaki writes from firsthand experience in technology and evangelism roles, which gives the book an energetic, tactical tone and a bias toward getting things into the market quickly. The overall purpose is to help readers avoid paralysis, focus on what matters early, and build the habits and messages that give a new venture a real chance to survive and grow. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, start by making meaning, not just making money. A distinctive element of Kawasaki's approach is the insistence that strong ventures begin with purpose. Instead of centering the first conversations on valuation, competitive takedowns, or elaborate long-range plans, he encourages founders to clarify why the organization should exist and what positive change it aims to create. This meaning-driven starting point is not presented as feel-good branding. It is a practical tool for decision-making. When trade-offs appear, a clear purpose helps teams choose which features to build, which customers to prioritize, and what kind of culture to reinforce. It also improves external communication, because customers and partners more readily understand a mission than a list of specifications. In this framing, a new venture succeeds when it delivers genuine value and earns adoption, and profit becomes an outcome of delivering that value consistently. The book's tone is action-oriented, define the reason for being, translate it into a simple promise to users, and let that promise guide the earliest steps such as recruiting, product design, and marketing. This focus helps prevent random pivoting driven only by short-term pressure. Secondly, build a product people want using clear value and the dicey lens. Kawasaki pushes readers to concentrate on the product or service itself and the experience it creates for users. The book offers a memorable checklist, often summarized as DC, to describe the qualities that make offerings stand out. While the exact wording varies across summaries, the core idea is consistent. The product should delight users, show thoughtful design and intelligence, feel complete enough to be credible, empower customers to do something better, and present itself with elegance rather than clutter. This is not a call for perfection before launch. It is a direction for what to improve as real people interact with the offering. By emphasizing user delight and empowerment, Kawasaki reinforces that marketing cannot compensate for a weak product. He also warns against getting stuck in planning artifacts that do not create value, urging founders to move from concept to a usable version quickly, learn what users actually do, and refine the experience. The practical benefit of a framework like Dicey is that it gives teams shared language for product debates instead of arguing personal taste. They can evaluate whether a change improves clarity, usefulness, and overall user satisfaction. Thirdly, craft a pitch that is clear, brief, and story-driven. The book treats pitching as an everyday leadership skill, not a single investor presentation. Kawasaki advises communicators to be concise and to foreground the value proposition, because audiences rarely have time or patience for long explanations. A good pitch, in his view, is structured around a small number of points that are easy to remember and directly connected to why the offering matters. This includes explaining the problem, the solution, and why the team can deliver, while avoiding jargon and inflated claims. The emphasis on story is practical stories help listeners grasp context, imagine the user, and recall the message later. Kawasaki also encourages founders to tailor the pitch to the situation, whether speaking to potential customers, partners, or funders. The goal is not to impress with complexity, but to earn the next step, such as a meeting, a pilot, or an introduction. By pushing for clarity and brevity, the book helps founders avoid common pitfalls, like overloading slides, describing every feature, or burying the central benefit. The result is communication that is more persuasive because it is easier to understand and repeat. Fourthly, assemble a strong team and culture through trust and accountability. Kawasaki argues that execution depends heavily on people, and that early hiring and founder selection are strategic choices, not administrative tasks. He highlights the importance of complementary skills and aligned values so that the founding group can handle varied demands, such as building, selling, supporting, and managing. Beyond competence, the book stresses trust, mutual respect, and a shared vision, because startups frequently face uncertainty and stress that can break weak relationships. Team building is linked to culture. What the organization rewards, tolerates, and repeatedly does becomes its identity. Kawasaki also discusses the role of reviews and feedback as a way to maintain accountability and motivation. The point is not bureaucracy, but cadence teams improve when they regularly examine what was achieved, what was learned, and what must change. Recognition of performance, paired with clarity about expectations, supports a results-oriented environment where people know what winning looks like. This topic reinforces a broader theme in the book. Entrepreneurs are not just inventors. They are leaders building systems that let a small group produce consistent outcomes under pressure. Lastly, launch and grow with practical marketing and modern channels, the two. Zero Edition is known for reflecting newer realities of reaching customers, including the importance of online distribution and social media as cost-effective tools. Kawasaki encourages founders to avoid the trap of waiting for perfect conditions and instead to get into the market, learn quickly, and build momentum through consistent outreach. Marketing is presented as a craft that depends on message discipline and empathy, knowing what the customer values and communicating in a way that earns attention without hype. In addition to marketing, the book addresses the realities of funding and sustaining a venture, providing practical guidance on approaching fundraising and understanding what backers typically look for. The updated context acknowledges that startups can use newer infrastructure options and alternative paths to market that reduce initial barriers, while still requiring focus and execution. The overarching lesson is to prioritize activities that create adoption and credibility ship, listen, improve, and tell the story repeatedly in the channels where your audience already spends time. By emphasizing practical steps over theory, the book helps readers choose tactics that match their stage and resources, rather than copying the playbook of much larger companies. In conclusion, The Art of the Start 2. Zero is best for readers who want a hands-on guide to getting from idea to launch, especially first-time founders, small business builders, nonprofit leaders, and entrepreneurs starting initiatives inside larger organizations. It is also useful for people who feel overwhelmed by advice overload, because Kawasaki pushes a disciplined focus on purpose, product quality, and clear communication. The benefits are primarily practical. You get a set of actionable lenses for shaping an offering, recruiting and aligning a team, pitching with clarity, and using modern channels to reach early adopters. Intellectually, the book reinforces a grounded view of entrepreneurship as craft and execution rather than fantasy, showing how consistent habits and simple messages often outperform elaborate plans. What helps it stand out among startup books is its emphasis on doing and communicating, supported by frameworks that are easy to remember and apply. Compared with more theory-heavy business text, it reads like a field manual, direct, experience-driven, and oriented toward decisions founders must make in the earliest months. Even when its perspective leans toward the high-growth startup world, the core principles translate well to many kinds of new beginnings. If you would like to support Guy Kawasaki, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.